This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. The opening chapters of Genesis talk about the creation of the world, but what they show us is how God is different from all the other gods of the ancient world, because the Jewish people weren't the only ones with a story about how the world was made. And one of the things that Genesis 1 and 2 is trying to do is set the one true God of the Bible apart from all the other false gods of pagan religions. You see, in other cultures' creation accounts, the gods do terrible, immoral things that cause the universe to be created almost by accident. The one true God of the Bible, however, creates the world on purpose, out of his purity, and simply by speaking his word. In pagan religions, different gods were over the sky and the sea and the land. The one true God of the Bible, however, is the maker of all of these. In pagan religions, humans are the result of, like, the gods' accidental actions. But the one true God of the Bible creates humans intentionally and makes them in his own image. Other creation myths from this time often portray women as less than men, or even as curses to men. But the God in Genesis creates both man and woman in his image. In fact, the only time God says something is not good in these first two chapters is when he says that it is not good for man to be without woman. Also, unlike the pagan gods who want nothing to do with humans, the one true God tells the first humans why they exist. You see, their purpose is to multiply and fill the earth. By doing so, they would take God's image that was in them and cover the whole world with his presence. All the while, they would be enjoying God's provision and presence in the garden. Finally, unlike the pagan gods of this age, who were always causing more trouble with their never-ending evil work, the one true God of the Bible rests after he has finished creating, because all his work is done. The opening of the Bible gives us a picture of the world and of a God unlike anything else that man-made religions could come up with. Remarkably, the New Testament takes it one step further. It tells us that everything we read about in Genesis was actually created by what it calls the Word of God, who became flesh in the person of Jesus. You see, the God who made humans in his own image is the God who came in the image of humans. God coming to us in flesh and blood is ultimately what separates Christianity from every other religion in the world. You see, in every other religion, we are separated from God or the gods or the spiritual realm, and we must perform a certain set of rituals or good deeds in order to get to them. But in Genesis 1, we see that our God is different. He who made everything not only makes us in his image, but he makes himself into ours. He comes to us and fulfills the purpose that he gave to Adam and Eve, so that we can return to the garden and be in God's presence. By doing so, God offers us the rest he experienced on the seventh day of creation, because all our work is complete in Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit would show you a God who is different from anything else in the universe, and that you would see Jesus as the Word who spoke all things into existence, who also became like us, so he might bring us into God's presence and fill the earth with his image. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.